G-62, Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. Looking up at the projector's giant wall-filling screen to follow Clark's lead, the others all caught sight, at last, of William Godfrey, the man who would imminently be inaugurated as chairman of the Interspace Contact Agency. This was a moment Dan had once anticipated keenly, when Earth would have a single point of diplomatic contact that was relatively uncontroversial among the international community, and which was just as importantly unbound by the kind of suffocating bureaucracy that had almost driven him to madness during a year of gridlock at the UN. Everyone, including Leisha and even Piper as she followed her parents' lead, focused intently on Godfrey. "Everything's going to be okay," Dan whispered to Emma. "I'm going to have to talk to Godfrey after this, and we'll maybe have to go back to Argentina just to show face and avoid too many questions. But once today is out of the way, we can get some teams to New Kerguelen to study the gate and sweep New Birchwood. Does that sound okay?" "I'm worried about this whole once today is out of the way part," Emma admitted. "I really think Cole's going to do something here, beyond making himself visible before the speech, and I think it's going to be way more damaging for everyone than anything we could imagine if we sat here and brainstormed a list of terrible ideas."
"Like what?"
Dan asked.
She shrugged.
"I'm absolutely certain, based on what he's been doing lately, that he's going to interrupt once the speech starts and do something he thinks is clever, which in reality is just going to blow up on everyone, himself included. And seriously, I can't even imagine what it might be."